Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Giuseppe Verdi was a politician, a revolutionary, and one of the greatest opera composers who ever lived. Giuseppe Verdi, that's Italian for Joseph Green, was born in 1813 in the tiny town of Le Roncole. Verdi's parents ran the village inn, so they didn't have a lot of money. But when they saw how interested their son was in music, they bought him a small keyboard instrument. When Verdi was 11, he started studying in the nearby town of Busseto, and that's when his musical fairy godfather stepped in. A music-loving grocer named Antonio Barezzi wanted to pay for Verdi to study at the best Italian music school, the Conservatory in Milan. But they wouldn't let him in. By the time Verdi applied, he was 19, older than the usual first-year student, so the Conservatory turned him down. Years later, when Verdi was famous, the Milan Conservatory wanted to name itself after him, and he turned them down. As he said, they wouldn't have me young, now they can't have me old. Back then, Italy was not a unified country. It was a bunch of separate provinces and city-states. At the time Verdi was born, they all belonged to Napoleon's empire. Later, the northern part of Italy, where Verdi lived, was ruled by Austria. But there was a growing feeling among Italians that it was time to get rid of foreign rulers and bring all the different parts of the country together. One of the earliest operas Verdi composed was Nabucco, about Nebuchadnezzar, an ancient king of Babylonia who held the people of Israel captive. In Nabucco, Verdi wrote a chorus in which Hebrew slaves sing about their country so beautiful and lost. When Italians heard that chorus, called Va Pensiero, they felt Verdi was talking about their country being held captive. Va Pensiero instantly became an unofficial national anthem for a country that wasn't even born yet. Verdi's music became part of the Italian fight for independence and unity, and so did he. He held elected office, hung out with revolutionary patriots, and even made a political statement with the way he cut his beard. Then, Verdi's name became a political statement. The letters V-E-R-D-I are the first letters of the words in the Italian phrase Vittorio Emanuele, Re d'Italia, Victor Emmanuel, King of Italy. Victor Emmanuel was the man Italians wanted to be their king. Since Austrians knew how much Italians loved opera, the Italians could shout, Viva Verdi, long live Verdi, with its double meaning, right under the Austrians' noses and get away with it. Lots of Verdi's operas have political plots, and almost all of them are tragedies, even the ones from which music turned up later in some very funny movies, like the Marx Brothers' A Night at the Opera. Verdi wrote only two comic operas, one at the beginning of his career and one at the end. His very last opera, Falstaff, is a comedy based on Shakespeare. Verdi did write some music that wasn't opera, but even his Requiem, a setting of the Catholic Mass for the Dead, sounds so dramatic that it's been called the greatest opera never written. Verdi was 87, rich and famous, when he died. An enormous crowd followed his casket, singing Va Pensiero. Now, music from a Verdi opera in which the title character longs for her homeland. This is the Triumphal March from Aida. The Triumphal March from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Aida. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Next week on Classics for Kids, the story of Aida. I hope you can join me then.